From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
November is observed as Epilepsy Month, and so today we highlight one organization's work in serving persons in Jamaica diagnosed with this condition. Stay with us to find out who is sharing the love. Epilepsy, commonly known as fits, is a long-lasting medical condition manifested through the dangerous involuntary shaking of one's body. Sadly, many persons don't understand this condition, resulting in a lack of proper diagnosis and treatment. For over a decade, the Jamaican Epilepsy Association, JEA, a non-profit self-help organization, has been stepping up to the plate, serving individuals with epilepsy as well as their families and friends. The organization currently serves 100 members, one of whom is Donna Barrett.
I learned a lot because it has helped me, like, to know how to cope with epilepsy, what to do if someone else has an attack, what to do to help the person. To be ashamed of, when you go to the Jamaica Epilepsy Association, you realize that there are so many other persons like yourself that has it. And I have learned to live a normal life. I work, I do everything just the same.
Member of the JEA, Donna Barrett. The JEA has also been working to improve public awareness on epilepsy by offering awareness training and presentations on seizure recognition and epilepsy first aid in schools, clinics, and corporate offices island-wide.
We are the social arm of epilepsy, not the medical arm. So really what we do is we try to, first of all, get our members to accept that the diagnosis of epilepsy, which is sometimes very daunting for them.
That's president and founder of the JEA, Nora Perez. She realized the need for such an organization after a close family member was diagnosed with the condition. The organization operates out of the Andrews Memorial Hospital in Kingston and is open to anyone in need of information, support, or guidance in dealing with epilepsy.
We offer financial assisted counseling. We speak to their family members. We offer regular monthly meetings or bi-monthly meetings where they can meet other persons with epilepsy and speak to them. We also go out into the schools and the clinics and the workplace to try and educate people as much about epilepsy as possible.
President and founder of the Epilepsy Association, Nora Perez. If you or anyone you know wishes to get more information on epilepsy, or if you're interested in making a donation, call 968-8274. Now to our quote from motivational speaker and executive leadership coach, Alvin Day.
Your job is to fill your cup with good contents, such as love, relationships, wealth and achievements. Make your cup overflow. It is impossible for your cup of goodness to overflow into the lives of others without drenching you with the dew of success.
That quote from Alvin Day's book, If Caterpillars Can Fly, So Can I. Visit ifcaterpillarscanfly.com for more information. That's a wrap on this week's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, continue to share the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.